Coast 93.1.
It's Blown Off on Coast 93.1.
Well, only kind of.
Yeah.
It's not quite blown off. It's more, should I blow this guy off?
Hmm.
So don't forget, you could always send us a message, including an anonymous message like this one. If you have any questions or you want us to put a question out on the show, just email Blake at coast931.com or Kelly at coast931.com, or you can message us on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. So this says, hi, Blake and Kelly and Todd. So this isn't really a blown off situation where I'm getting ghosted or something. It's more I'm wondering if I should dump this guy or just blow him off because I can't tell if he even deserves an explanation. It should be pretty obvious. So we met 3 weeks ago, and I know 3 weeks is a little fast to become exclusive, but we really got to know.
I can't believe you just read that.
Shut up.
Could have left that one out.
That's no, you're right. 3 weeks and the amount of time that you know you can gain in a relationship in 3 weeks is, yes, you could be, you know, planning to move in together and, you know, meet mm-hmm. the family and, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're moving in Plymouth-y time.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, we met 3 weeks ago, and I know 3 weeks is a little fast to become exclusive. Is 2 days? Okay. But we really got to know each other and have spent a lot of time together and definitely have serious feelings. I guess we never really said the word exclusive. Oh, boy. But it seemed pretty clear to me that we were, and he said he wasn't interested in swiping. We met on Tinder, by the way. So I thought I saw the Tinder app was still on his phone when we were together one night.
Oh.
Then I got a screenshot from a friend of his profile. She didn't swipe on him, so I wasn't sure if it was active or if he just hadn't deleted it. So I went back on Tinder and saw his profile up again. He had unmatched me. And now I just have these bad feelings about whether I can trust him or whether he's as serious about this relationship as I am. And I'm just thinking it might be better off cutting all ties before I get more hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I always judge friends who ghost guys, but I feel like that's just the best thing to do at this point. Thanks. Love your show.
Okay. Dating 3 weeks, they didn't discuss exclusivity, yeah. And he's still on Tinder.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. And he unmatched her. What does that mean? So
on Tinder, you can if you're no longer interested in talking to someone, you can unmatch them.
Oh, well,
and then they can come up again as a match. If you match each other again.
If you unmatch someone, does that mean she can't see who he's... You can never see if he's swiping other people, right?
No.
Okay,
it's only
so
between you.
So he's not hiding anything.
Right. But if he's still... If your profile comes up... I don't remember this part of being on Tinder, but I think if you're... Because that was how Tim and I met. Obviously.
Yeah.
But I think if you... If you're not being active, I don't think you come up on other people's. I don't think. If you don't open it for a couple weeks, I don't think you pop up.
I don't know. I think, first of all, 3 weeks, it is what it is. Okay, so it could
okay. So you don't think it's fast or slow? It's just...
No, I think it's... and I'm not just saying this because you guys move fast. I think it's to each their own. But I think I think the biggest reason why you two... moved fast and it worked is that you guys communicated from the jump.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
These two, if they haven't even discussed being exclusive.
Well, and the thing to me is I'm wondering, it sounds like they're not on the same page.
That's what I'm saying. They're not on the same page.
Like
they
she's
haven't discussed
like all in.
Right.
And he's like, this is cool. Right? Like,
yeah.
And even if I think guys... Okay.
I know what you're gonna say.
I'm
yes,
a gay guy,
true.
So it's hard for me to say this with any sort of experience because I'm gay.
Well, I'll tell you, you're right.
But I think women, when a guy is being nice,
yes.
and sweet,
put a ring on it.
Assume that means he's 100% committed. Correct. Right.
Welcome to my 20s. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I think women tend to. Look at all these different actions mm-hmm. and gestures and small, non-committed, but nice statements he makes
mm-hmm.
and turn them into...
What are my wedding vows going to be?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Yes. 100%.
So look at that. I'm gay, but I still know women.
Yeah, but you're still a man. And that...
I think that's why, when Tim and I, just because I think there are some parts of this that I understand because of how... each of us felt when we were, it's been fast. You know, mm-hmm. I totally acknowledge that. And I get that there are some people who will never understand how things could have moved that fast, and I'm crazy. You know, like, I get that. But we both talked about how we were concerned that the other wasn't as invested. But the key is that we talked about that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that we said, and I think that's part of why we grew together, grew close, and are so invested, is because we said, I really feel like you demonstrate to me that you are all in,
right,
as much as I am, and that you feel the same way that I do, you know, with the things that you say and the things that you do.
Yeah.
And I think that we had that mutually. This situation with the woman who wrote us, should I go blow this guy off? It doesn't sound like it's mutual.
No, and if she's not having the conversation about are we exclusive, it's because she's scared that she knows that they aren't.
Mm.
And like when Jay and I first started dating, we were the exact same Leg Blimothy.
Oh, really?
The second. And it was, we went from a friendship shore to like dating. But from the second, I felt comfortable enough with him. And I think there's something, you just know. And I just knew that I could just say to him, I want to get married. I want to have kids. I'm going to be 30.
Right.
Clock's ticking. If you're not interested, we'll go back to being friends. He was like, nope, we're doing this. And it was, we knew it. And we were married within a year.
Yeah.
So I think, but
Did he say at the end of the conversation, yes, I'm into it, Kelly, you could put the gun down now?
He did. And I was like, it's fine, it's not loaded. I was just making sure that we were on the same page. But
we are, aren't we?
We're on the same page. Give me a baby.
And that's how you were conceived, Wyatt.
You're welcome, honey. Love of my life. But with all the other guys I dated, I never asked if we were exclusive because I knew in my head we weren't, even though in my head my last name was different every time because I was like, you know, what is this going to look? What's our wedding going to look like?
Right.
I never asked because I knew in the back of my head like this was a fling, even though I was making it.
Yeah.
So.
And when you know, you know. There's a reason that she's thinking of blowing him off instead of talking to him.
Exactly. Because she doesn't want to get hurt. She already knows. Girl.
But talk about it.
I don't think you should blow him off because he might be thinking.
Yeah.
And maybe he does want something more serious, but you have to talk about it.
And maybe he just isn't picking up the right messages from her.
Right.
Maybe he's like, I don't think she's really into me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, so I'm not really committing much to this because, you know.
But if she said they both have feelings, I mean.
She didn't sit me down, point a gun at my head and say, I want a baby.
Right. And maybe, hey, what works for some might not work for others.